Good morning, this is Katie and Jeannie with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland community responds with resounding support to extending a local train rail. Plans to extend the Mary Valley Rail Trail by 22 kilometres are met with overwhelming support from 92% of survey respondents from the regional Southeast Queensland community. The $19 million plan would extend the trail through Kadunga to Amamore, where it would meet with the Mary Valley Ratless steam train. The feasibility study predicts the project's completion for June 2028, and it will likely attract 46,000 users each year.
In local news, Labour councillors have condemned Brisbane City Council's decision to cancel one of its two pending Green Bridge projects following the opening of the Kangaroo Point Bridge on Sunday. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner announced that the council will abandon the proposed St. Lucia to West End Bridge, Green Bridge, due to budget constraints, but plans to proceed with the Toowong to West End Bridge. Council opposition leader Jared Cassidy accused the NLP-led council of having misplaced priorities, pointing to spending on lavish parties such as the event held for the Brisbane Metro bus service trial in October. Schrinner defended the decision, stating it was consistent with the council's commitment to controlling costs.
In national news, Australian wool production is set to fall to less than 280 million kilograms next financial year, its lowest level in more than 100 years. The Australian Wool Production Forecasting Committee has predicted a 12% drop in the wool production for the 2024 to 2025 financial year. Western Australia is the hardest hit, with both sheep shorn and wool production forecasted to fall 18.8%. Those in the wool industry say the live sheep export ban by 2028 is partially to blame.
In national news, research by the University of Sydney has found that only three of New South Wales' 220 public hospitals provide consistent abortion services. The study, centered around investigating access to abortion in the state, revealed that women must rely on one of the only 13 private providers, each charging at least $775 for those with a Medicare card, and they are often not listed in accessible directories. Many cities and towns in the state are considered abortion deserts, where the nearest provider is more than 160 kilometers away. The state's health minister and all 15 health districts refuse to provide public information about access to abortion services.
In international news, hundreds of people are feared dead as the cyclone Chido has hit the French island of Mayotte. The worst cyclone in almost a century is predicted to have killed at least several hundred people in the French Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte on Saturday. While rescuers have been dispatched in the area, the severe destruction and chronic drinking water shortages are hindering their efforts. Mayotte's prefect, Francois Xavier Bavou, predicted the final death toll will reach the thousands. However, the exact number will be difficult to confirm, partially due to the fact that most residents are Muslim and traditionally bury their dead within 24 hours.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with high chances of rain. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. There's no fire danger today and the UV index is expected to reach 13.4, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news.
Hey guys, this track has some bad language. Don't say we didn't warn ya.